This is Worship, written and read by Nympho Stimtoy. Do you ever see someone and their body is just really beautiful and you want to put your hands on it, their body, and explore all of it and touch and squeeze and feel everywhere and follow behind your hands with your tongue and your lips? And come up to its neck and kiss it, and move between its thighs and taste it, and listen to its moans, and learn how to make that body feel incredible, and just relish in your ability to give that body pleasure, and all the ways that body responds to it? Yeah. I want to worship you. First, I want to look into your eyes. Because inside that amazing, unique, beautiful body of yours is your amazing, unique, beautiful self. And they deserve attention too. For all the lovely things you say, your humor, your kindness, all about the things that fascinate and excite you, and all the love that you have to give to the world. Then I want to kiss you. It feels so plain and mainstream sometimes, that we often don't give kissing the respect it deserves. The little pecks are cute, but I'd really much rather take things way more slowly. I want to move my lips up to yours so, so gently, feel your breath against me, and just focus on the sensation of our lips touching. How soft they are, damp or dry, how you taste, the way your tongue slips forwards to meet mine. A million delicate sensations emanating from this single place. Next, I want to undress you. I want to delicately peel away each item of your clothing one at a time, shifting my hands over your body everywhere the fabric covers, cradling it, caressing it, coddling it, then neatly folding that item of clothing and placing it delicately into a pile. As the lowest layers start to come off and expose your skin, I want to kiss every inch of it. I want to gently drag my teeth over the surface and feel goosebumps under my lips behind them as your body reacts to me. Then I want to look at you, trace my eyes over every part of you, picking out all the beautiful little details and shapes and textures and curves and highlights and shadows, the little marks left from where your clothes were just hugging you, how hair decorates and frames and draws attention to different parts of you, that scar or spot or blemish you hate that I think just makes you even more beautiful, the redness in your cheeks, blushing at how exposed you feel under my admiring gaze. There's but one thing I ask of you, and that is to educate me. I want to learn how to make your body feel as amazing as possible. Let soft moans escape your mouth whenever I pass over a place that enjoys my touch. Gasp at the most sensitive spots, and encourage me to treat your body in the way that is most delightful to you. I want to know, yes, just like that, and softer, and left slightly, and try something else, and please more. You needn't touch me in return. That can come another time. Right now, this is all about your body, and how fucking honored I am to be allowed the privilege of worshipping it. Because it is a privilege, really. Touch is a deeply intimate thing, and we only let a very limited number of people touch us more than superficially. To allow, or better, welcome me into the space that you occupy is a powerful action, and it deserves respect. I will never in my life encounter another body that is the same as yours, and I want to cherish it. I want to worship you, touch you, taste you. I want to drink in the elixirs of your joy and look up in awe at the satisfaction in your face, as I carefully and thoroughly put into practice everything that you have taught me, hoping that if I do it just right, my darling, all of the world will dissolve away from us, and I can carry you off into the stars. If you enjoyed that, you can find more of my work at nymphostimtoy.neocities.org and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.